President Bush is speaking at this hour at the White House. It's his first news conference of the year, and it comes amid a fierce debate in Congress over the president's decision to deploy more than 20,000 additional combat troops to Iraq. In his opening remarks, President Bush had this message for lawmakers.
Our troops are counting on their elected leaders in Washington, D.C., to provide them with the support they need to do their mission. We have a responsibility, all of us here in Washington, to make sure that our men and women in uniform have the resources and the flexibility they need to prevail.
President Bush speaking this morning at the White House. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has been listening in, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So President Bush is making his case again for his troop buildup in Iraq. Anything new to report?
Well, in that clip you just played, he's clearly shifting his focus, not so much to the debate that's going on right now in the House of Representatives over a non-binding resolution disapproving of his plan to increase troops there, but to the next step. He said what came right before that statement, he said soon there's going to be legislation that is binding before the Congress, and it's a bill providing emergency funding for our troops. And he said, in not so many words to the Congress, you better not cut that funding because our troops are counting on you. That clearly is where the debate is heading in Washington, beyond these non-binding symbolic resolutions of disapproval and to a debate about funding, and he is already laying down his marker on that.
Well, the president says the new security plan for Baghdad is meant to give the Iraqis what he called political breathing space, but lawmakers here in Washington seem pretty impatient.
Well, they do. And I think it's the only thing that the president can count on to recapture some support, particularly among Republicans, is if his policy actually shows some results on the ground. Now, I think he was very candid this morning. He said he just talked to General Petraeus before he came to this press conference, and he got a report from him, including the news that wasn't good, that the Iraqi government has failed to follow through on its commitment to provide three additional brigades. And so he is trying to meet Congress's demand, especially the new Democratic Congress's demand for more information, more briefing, something they felt was completely lacking when the Republicans ran Congress. But I do think that lawmakers are impatient, especially Republicans who were up in 2008. And the president's policy, I think, has to show some results on the ground, or else he's in danger of losing even more support.
And turning to an issue involving Iraq's neighbor, Iran, the president was asked about U.S. allegations that the Iranian government is arming Shia insurgents in Iraq. Let's listen to a bit of what he had to say.
I can say with certainty that the Quds Force, a part of the Iranian government, has provided these sophisticated IEDs that have harmed our troops. And I'd like to repeat, I do not know whether or not the Quds Force was ordered from the top echelons of government.
Now, of course, that charge itself has been made by officials, U.S. officials. He's talking about the elite unit of Iran's Revolutionary Guard there. But what? Is this a back off on this?
No, I don't think so. I think he said, look, there are weapons in Iraq because of the Quds Force. The Quds Force is part of the Iranian government. Whether or not the Quds Force is freelancing or they were ordered by Ahmadinejad, he said he didn't know that. But I think he was saying is, what's the difference? They're still coming from the Iranian government and hurting our troops, and we're going to do everything to protect the troops. But he also said the idea that we're looking for some kind of a pretext for war is just not the case.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson on today's White House news conference. The news conference is still in progress. President Bush has been speaking about the war in Iraq, Iran, and also about North Korea.